The so-called Sinner Squad finally began their plan. The Sandslingers brought Clint McCracken to the sheriff's office, and his execution was decided. However, the group came across Mrs. Ambrose, Matthias's mother, and eventually had to inform her of their plan when she found Matthias's bounty. Week, a new episode. Welcome back, everyone. Last we left off, the group has been talking to Mrs. Ambrose about possibly spreading the truth in Truthwater. You're talking about specifically, to, for verification, you want her and whatever pals she has to spread information about Project Alice, or just that, like, Dolly does magic.
Project Alice. Both, why not? Why not hit both?
You can, with your part of the story, you can, magic is kind of inferred in there.
That's, okay, that's fair. Yeah, I would like that very much. I think, fuck it, I mean, should I just give my account, or will people not believe Warren Morris, I think?
Well, unfortunately, that would end up being a persuasion check. I mean, it also depends on the person.
Okay.
But we do have those papers, don't they? Don't we?
Well, yeah.
You do have the file.
We don't have pamphlets for this, I think, what you're asking.
You'd be a lot more difficult to find someone willing to print this kind of shit.
Right,
here.
Yeah. But I'm just trying to think of what we have accessible to us.
Word of mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's kind of our best thing, you know? I don't know what else we can do with this, but I think that's how we move forward, right? Unless anyone has...
We should get back to keep an eye out for if Clint comes out.
It's not a bad idea.
Should we designate that to some other people, or should we split up?
I don't know.
I feel like my mom could probably do it.
Yeah, I mean, she's not wanted or anything.
You're gonna have your mom scout for you?
Yeah.
That's so based.
Okay, yeah, I think if we just gotta get Project Alice out. Yeah. I'm gonna, as we kind of break, I'm gonna pull, Mrs. Ambrose aside and say, you know, for all this, fire, brimstone I keep saying, you should be really proud of your son. He's a good man.
Well, thank you very much, Mr.
Warren Morris. Ex-Hydra Collective, executive.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was wondering why an actor was involved in this kind of nonsense.
Would be a little silly, wouldn't it? Yeah, no.
Yeah, a little silly.
A little silly.
Why would Dolly Pine kidnap an actor's daughter?
Don't make much sense.
That just seemed like, yeah. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Morris. I am indeed very proud of him. I think he's got a little bit more growing to do, but...
Don't we all?
This is for sure a step in the... Oh, yeah. I know that for sure. Whew. Well, I'll be off then. You just want me to go check to see what the situation is over there?
That would be excellent. Thank you.
Cool. All right. Well,
she'll go over and give Matthias another hug. It's like...
Now, I know that what you're doing is a lot bigger than you or me, but if you get hurt, I'll kill you.
And then she taps her side where the gun goes.
Yeah, I know. I know, Mama. And if anyone dare lays a hand on you, and I like tap the back of my sawed-off shotgun, I'll blow the fucker's head off to the Arquin from here.
Fuck yeah, boy. Pound it.
Give me she damn. Goes for a fist bump.
Matthias's mom's pretty fucking sweet.
Matthias was like the only person that didn't have family trauma, and I was like, I gotta make her mom awesome.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So she heads off. Short bit later, she comes back. Well, news is, apparently, they plan on doing the dirty deed, and then she makes that motion. Tomorrow, high noon.
Seems a little on the nose, I think, but, alright. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, they want to be as fast as possible for him. And last time they called him, he managed to slip away. So, they're kind of rushing through the paperwork, putting a stop on all of the things. Which, good news for me, apparently, I don't have my loan hearing has been rescheduled to next week.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm very glad.
I know, right? Wow, civil unrest truly is a great thing.
I wouldn't necessarily go that far, but
I was kidding, Mr. Morris.
All right. I'm sorry about that. I'm a little addled at the moment, if you understand me.
Well, I can tell your eyes turned yellow.
They've been like that for a minute. Yeah, that's just sort of my situation at this point. But yeah, I do very much appreciate your help. It is a matter of kindness.
Well, is there anything else y'all might want from this poor old woman?
Y'all think of anything?
I'm good.
Alright.
Alrighty daddy then. Cool. I'll see y'all later.
Be safe, Mom.
And again, if this all turns out well, feel free to stop by for supper.
I plan on it.
I got a little bit of a journey out of town, so here I go. And she leaves to go home.
All right. Cool. What's the political climate now that the story's out? Has anything changed?
Now that the story is out, immediately, no, because it's not out that much.
Sure. Yeah.
But I mean, just hanging around in bars or whatnot. A few hours later, that night, you will start to hear a little bit of whisperings. And eventually at one point in one such bar, you will notice someone kind of like stand on top of a chair and go, you know, everyone, this situation going on with Clint McCracken and the Hydro Collective, you know, it's I heard something that might add a little bit light to it. And then the barkeep goes, Johnny, sit the fuck down. No, you're going to want to hear this. I heard from a very lovely old woman down the street or something like that. I met her. She gave me a muffin. It was delicious. I heard President Dolly Pines keeping a young woman captive. A couple people go like, what? No, it's true. You know why you never see her in public? You know why, how, you know, despite the fact that, I mean, it seems like she kind of just always gets what she wants. You know, like, she has all this power. Where the fuck did that come from? Like, I mean, think back, everyone, think back. You know, before the Argwind, we're talking, you know, Y'all remember the sky? Y'all remember those cities? Looking over the balcony and seeing clouds below you?
seeing the Scorch Mountains beautifully, showing the light. You remember those times? Who was Dolly Pine then? She was nobody. She was some rich folk's daughter at the time. She was nobody. But, you know, she survived the crash, you know, as I'm assuming a lot of us did. I mean, if you didn't, you won't be here today, unfortunately. God rest those souls, but... And that crash and that war that happened afterwards, best thing that ever happened to her. She rose from the dust and the ashes of thousands of deaths. And I just want to know how. I mean, did she just seize advantage, or is there something more there? I mean, I heard, I was in that city. I was in that same city she was. That rich folk that was her dad, a professor at the Magic Academy, right? At like the High Fillane Magic Academy at the time. This dude was an archmage. And you're telling me Dolly Pine, president of the Hydra Collective, sets up her little business trying to take control of water. And you're telling me that this daughter of an archmage don't use that magic? You're telling me that she's okay with that ban that she installed herself? She installed herself. She created the law.
Yeah.
Who's to say she's not above it?
Damn right.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I hear she kidnapped a young woman and is investigating that woman's magic, doing like experiments and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound too hard to believe.
That's right, that's right.
She made the law.
Mm.
She founded this city. Who's to say she can't do whatever the fuck she wants in it? And you know what? As everyone's like listening in on this just fucking random ass dude. Who's to say that we gotta let it happen anymore?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Clint McCracken here, he's been working against her ever since the war. He saw what was happening. They didn't let us hear about it. They didn't let us see it. They kept our eyes closed. They kept their tight grip around our eyes. But he knew. He knew what was happening in the background. He knew that that fight for land and that fight for power was meaningless. Because he saw that she would end up on top in the end. Does that sound to me like a bad person? Or simply a man trying to stop the inevitable?
Amen.
Yeah, can I try to get the crowd riled up a little bit?
Yeah, make a persuasion check.
Can I get that advantage? Because Sean has been risen. Has been,
yes,
he's
sure,
been risen, as we've been saying. What the fuck does that mean?
I think it's like, if you have risen, it's like you're good at swooning people.
Oh. People are cheering. Like, people are really down for this. Like, the bartender's down for it. Everyone's down for it. And... Fuck, natural 20? Jesus. Okay, what's your total on that? Like, 28?
Yeah, that would be 28.
Cool. Awesome. Great. Well, that happens. And in the night, it's the only... And then, well, that is what happens in the night. And in the morning, it's the only thing anyone can talk about. I mean... You walk through town and you hear people start saying, have you heard? Have you heard about Project Alice? Have you heard about what she's done? Have you heard about what she's doing? It doesn't make sense. Or, in other words, it has to make sense. This, you know, people are doubting it as a conspiracy, but it is a conspiracy that has a...
strange amount of grounding to it. A collective executive suddenly leaves. A woman born into magic who made a law against using it. It's, even if the conspiracy isn't true, it's too strange to not be questioned. There is something there. And at this point, pretty much everyone knows it.
Get fucked, Dolly Pine. how are the collective goons taking this?
The Clint goons or the Hydro goons?
Oh, the Hydro goons.
The Hydro goons, Hydro, yes.
Okay. Sorry, I only had one earbud in at the time.
That's so fucking dumb, you fucking silly. You goofer. You silly
I
guy.
Was doing stuff. Hey, yeah. Information is spread in the morning. And the gallows are preparing.
Dolly Pine, obviously, probably. Probably can't see her reaction to this, I'm assuming, considering she's a coward.
She's live streaming it.
Can everyone... Actually, I'm going to say, Sean, make a perception check for me.
11.
The crowd around the gallows begins forming hours before high noon. Like, 8:30 a.m., people are starting. They want to get in the front row. They want to be as close as they can. They want to see what happens. This is a big moment. Maybe they want to protest it. Maybe they just want to see it happen. For a variety of reasons, everyone wants to be there. You said you got an 11?
Yep.
Okay. You don't see anything.
Oh.
As you're walking past this thoroughfare. Cool. Is there anything you guys want to do before the moment happens?
Can I talk to... who's someone we know is going to be there? Who is somebody who can, like, rile a crowd up sneakily? You know what I mean? Because my plan is I want someone to kind of, like, yell out, like, before, like, as soon as Dolly Pine comes out, like, what the hell's Project Dallas? Like, that kind of deal. And then, like, kind of start that sort of deal. You know what I'm saying?
So the people that you know are near, you know that there's, some of Clint's crew that are still outside of town, like Jolene and that group of people. Only the Sandslingers went in. They're still around if you want to talk to them. But I think the rest of the crew is going to make their way into town at some point so that they can possibly assist when shit goes down.
Sure.
So you could ask one of them.
That'd be great if one of them could step up for that.
Also that, you could also try and find that young man that was, like, spouting the stuff at the bar before.
Actually, yeah, that'd be perfect. Can I try to do that?
Yeah, you can try and find him.
All right, yeah, cool. What check?
I'd accept either perception or investigation.
Let's do investigation.
You could also try and ask the barkeep.
Yeah, I'll ask the barkeep.
Okay.
That night.
The bar
I guess.
Isn't. Yeah, at night. So, you go up to him.
Yeah. Excuse me.
What can I do for you, Mister?
Yeah.
He's got a giant mustache.
That is. I got scratched my. Bald I head. Scratched my own. That is. May I say, an excellent mustache. Firstly,
I think you're doing pretty well yourself. I've been working on this one for a good long while. I mean, I do think the mustache makes the bartender.
I like to think so. I mean, if it's got handlebars on it, you know you can drive, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell yeah.
Regardless, I was wondering, that that gentleman who decided to speak his mind about the whole Dolly Pond situation, that's wild, by the way, who, you know who he is?
Oh, yeah, that's Xander Willis.
Xander Willis. You mind pointing me in his direction?
Yeah, he is a gunsmith. He works down the way a bit there.
Okay.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'll get the information address-wise from him, and I'll go visit Xander. Mm-hmm. Anyone else is obviously welcome to come if they want to also talk to Xander Willis.
Mm-hmm. I'll go.
It's one of those buildings that just says firearms on it.
Classy.
Mm-hmm. And, like, the one next to it is a pharmacy that just says drugs.
Yeah, I'm walking in.
You walk in, and you see him, just, like, behind the counter. And this is this time you're in the morning?
This would be the morning of, I think.
The morning of. You see that he is currently, going through some old newspapers.
Hmm. I'll, knock on the counter, or ring the bell, or whatever.
You ring the bell. I'm gonna see if he recognizes you. He goes up. Oh, how can I help? You were at the bar last night.
Mr. Xander, is it not?
Well, first name's Xander, Mr. Willis, you can call me either.
Mr. Willis. And I lean in real close, with still though my eyes kind of like glint off the light.
How would you like to be a part of history?
Make a persuasion check.
Not super cool. 11.
Well, how do you mean, mister? I don't even know your name.
Well, still leaned in. I, like, corner of my mouth kind of raises in, like, a smirk.
Name's Warren Morris. I believe Alice is the one you were spouting about last night. Is that not correct?
He puts down the newspaper, squints at you. That is correct.
Let's just say she and I have familial relations.
Oh. Huh.
I would like to get my daughter back, sir, and I feel as though I can trust you.
He looks at me, it's like, are you a con man? Are you fucking with me?
5 years ago, a Hydro Collective executive by the name of Warren Morris was deemed a sinner and was forced to walk out of the organization he helped to build. He then decided to go and hop into the Ark when to end it all, but he has come back for reasons that not even he understands. And now he's here with the might and fury of the justice of this plane.
Well, to be honest, I mean, I'm not a big fan of the collective for absolutely sure. I mean, I knew something was afoot. I wasn't sure that was real. Like that. What happened to you?
He's taking notice of your eyes, the thing that allowed him to recognize you from being at the bar the night before.
What happened to me was, I watched my daughter get killed right in front of me. At least I thought I did. Apparently Dolly Pine has gotten pretty good at manipulating people's minds.
Huh. So are we really doing this?
Question. I most certainly am, my friend. The question is, are you?
Well, if it's happening nonetheless, then I'm sure as fuck gonna be a part of it.
Welcome on board, my friend.
And I reach out for like a predator handshake.
Yeah, he'll do a predator handshake.
Cool. And then I kind of explain to him the plan in terms of heckling and whatnot.
Y'all, you just want me to shout some shit? Yeah, I can do that. I mean, they'll probably arrest me afterwards, but sure.
You willing to go to jail for a good cause?
Yeah, why not, I guess. I mean,
listen.
We'll see what happens.
Listen, my friend, if you're lucky, it won't even be for too long.
Well, I'm going to take your word on that.
Trust me.
I will, for now. So, high noon?
High noon.
Alright, cool. That's all I got.
I feel like that's the most cowboy thing we've ever said.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
A western rendition of Raise a Little Hell by Trooper plays in the background.
Like a banjo?
Oh, dang.
All right, cool.
It's really cool.
Cool.
High noon. The crowd fully gathers. Where are you all stationed? Fortu, I'm assuming you want to go up back up the tower?
Yep. Can you remind me how far away I am?
You are like...
120 feet?
No.
Damn it!
You are in the long range of the sniper rifle. Which means like it's like 900 feet away or something.
Okay.
I know.
Very sad.
Mm-hmm. Warren, you're gonna station in that one hotel?
Yeah.
Or I think it was like, I don't know, business that with an empty attic.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Business.
It's a bit more busy in there today because like people can see out the windows to get kind of a view.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So you station up in there. Matthias and Arthur, where would you two like to be?
Maybe it would be wise to be a little closer.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you didn't have to be involved with the whole Xander thing, so you can be as close as you want. You had all morning to fish out your spot.
So we've been, like, in our lawn chairs.
Yeah, you guys, like, set up lawn. You're tailgating this execution. Front row, baby.
Oh, yeah. That must have been wild. Back in medieval times, like, you know, you put up your little George Foreman, you know, right before they're about to hang someone.
Get your tomatoes ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know the marching band is there for the pre-show?
The marching band is marching in circles. They have a track.
Eventually, the sheriff will come out with Clyde Dominic. They will go up on stage. You two being very close. Clyde Dominic makes eye contact with one of you. With both of you. He mouths the word. I mean, he's mute, so he can't speak, so he can only mouth words. But he mouths the word don't. But he is not going to do anything other than that.
I Matthias, am so you, incredibly far away from all that? Of you right now.
Yeah, I couldn't see that, could I?
No, Warren could not see that.
Yeah, we, I'm speaking in hushed tones now, like, in-game, but, like, I'm just talking normally right now just to make sure it comes through on the mic, okay? Yeah, I think we don't have enough time to alert the others, right?
We should go.
Okay. We know where Warren is, right? How fast can we get there?
You know where Warren is, but you have an entire crowd behind you.
Well,
I got an idea. Okay. Art, act dead. Or act injured or sick or something.
What?
I pop my tail off.
Okay.
What?
Oh, shit. Okay. I'm going to pick him up. I'm going to carry him like
this. Cut your tail off?
Well, that's a desert lizard thing, right? They can refill their tails. Is that not a lizard thing?
I don't know if that's specifically a desert lizard thing.
I didn't say lop. I said pop. So it's implied. Yeah,
pop
that
off
it
that
was
tail,
a, it
baby.
It was a function. Mm.
Does Arthur just have a prosthetic tail this whole time?
Part of his chicanery.
That's not what I was thinking.
So I'm gonna carry him, you know, like duality a man style. I'm gonna use that as a way to get everyone in the crowd to disperse, because we need to get to the back to like go somewhere out of sight so where I can administer aid in air quotes.
What does that mean?
In reality, well,
what does that mean?
We're just using this as an excuse to get out
to administer aid.
Yeah, to get you help for whatever happened. Your tail.
Yeah,
fell
I see.
Off.
I see what you're saying.
So, oh my god, his tail fell off. Are you okay, bro?
Grab that.
Yeah, yeah, he's fine. He's fine. We just gotta go.
How'd it come off? What the fuck?
You know, it happens sometimes when you get older. You know, stuff starts falling apart. It your does? Back starts getting sore. You know what? It happens.
That's terrifying.
So we're rushing to the back. I'm trying to get everyone to move out of the way.
Yeah, make a persuasion check with advantage.
Oh shit. Oh, I got water on myself. Okay. Okay, so first one. Oh, easy. First one's a 19. And then
first one's a 19. Okay.
Yep, so 19.
Yeah, that's enough. You guys can a pathway is made for you as people let you through the crowd. As you move up to Warren's position.
Y'all all right? What's going on?
Warren.
Yeah, what?
He said not to do it.
Who is he?
Clyde.
He saw you?
Well, we were front row, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Something bad is planned.
Well, fuck, we can't let Clint die. I mean, shit.
I don't understand. No matter what plan is out there, does he have a death wish?
I don't know. Alex, what's up?
Sean, make a perception check.
We're gonna try this again.
One.
Alright. Oh god. Okay, that's better. That's a 2. So, 15.
You look outside the window, to see, like, if anything's changed. It's still just, like, the sheriff and, Clyde Dominic, kind of waiting for stuff to be set up, as like a couple of goons are on guard. Clint has not been taken out of the office yet, but out of the office comes a couple of deputies who are pulling a chain, or at least holding one, that has a few people on it. None of them are Clint McCracken. One of them is your mother.
Oh boy.
Oh fuck.
Okay. Great.
Thanks. Oh boo.
Fuck. All right.
And they are set to like they're like kept in like an area away from everyone else, but so they can clearly view the gallows. This is something the city of Truthwater does. They make their current prisoners watch executions.
That's fucking barbaric.
Hot.
Oh my god, okay. Alright.
Maybe we just gotta start the riot now.
I don't know. This is so weird.
To be fair, all those prisoners are not explicitly up for execution. It's mainly just, hey, if you do a worse thing, this can happen.
Okay, cool. That's a little better. That's not fucking peaches and cream.
Most
though.
People aren't executed.
Okay.
I'm glad that's a standard in this here town.
Yeah, that's great. That's so mm-hmm. cool. Fuck me.
Yeah.
That's great. That's real cool.
He says don't.
Fuck.
You can make an insight check into that, don't?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
Sam, you have disadvantage. Because you didn't see it.
Okay. That does make sense. I'm like, but he and I were lovers.
Wait.
I don't actually know if we were or not.
Oh wait, can I roll?
Oh shit! Disadvantage. I got a 14 and a 17.
Oh, okay.
That is a 18.
Okay. Someone else can also roll for it if they want.
I got a 23.
I got a 6.
I think I might be a little too far away.
Yeah. Just a hair. Just a smidge.
Matthias, you're thinking about that, don't. It was... You're thinking back on it. It was for sure a warning of some kind, but it wasn't a grim warning. It almost seemed reassuring.
Whoa.
What does that mean, Alex?
Warren, I think Clyde might have another plan.
Do we want to take that risk?
I don't know. How did Clint look?
Clint's come up yet, has he?
He has not gone up yet.
Fuck, I think it might be prudent for me to give up my position to get closer, I think. Fuck it, yeah, I'm stealthing in there, because we have long range with 420. I'm not worried about that. I'll stealth in with these two gentlemen.
Okay.
How much do you want to make?
It's up to you. I mean, it's kind of just blending in with the crowd.
Oh, that is like, okay.
There are going to be people on stage who, I mean, as you've noticed earlier, can recognize you.
Yep.
Like, I mean, there are deputies who have probably put up your bounties on things.
Yep.
On like poster boards and stuff, who will be on stage.
Yeah, and then, never mind. I don't want to bring it up because it'll hurt the game.
Okay.
Stealth?
Come on. Stealth.
Come on, yeah, baby. Oh, okay.
Sean has disadvantage.
I was just going to say, Sean and I were tailgating the execution and we're like wanted in the middle of the square.
That's not bad. 17.
Okay.
I rolled a 16 and a 17.
Nice.
I got a 19.
Awesome. Whoa. You guys are great.
Hey.
That's all the natural ones.
Yeah, yeah, it's finally coming to pay off.
Mm-hmm. Well, you all get closer, you get into the crowd, blending in. Now is when Clint McCracken is brought out with a hood over his head. But it has little cutouts for his horns.
Yeah, sure.
This truly, I mean, as you see, like, the deputy is walking up, giant of a man, is brought up to the gallows. And he is put to stand there in front of the crowd. At this point, the crowd has gone silent, waiting in anticipation. Dolly Pine also exits the sheriff's office. She walks up next to Clyde Dominic in the back of the stage. As the sheriff goes in front of the crowd, says, "We are all here to witness the public execution of notorious bandit Clint McCracken. Let this be a warning to all other outlaws, rascals, and sinners that the city of Truthwater," and he kind of begrudgingly turns to Dolly and says, "the Hydro Collective are not to be trifled with." At this point, you can be silent, you can be noisy,
Do what you do. Do as you wish. Just do not interfere. And may the gods have mercy on all of us. As he walks back towards the other two. Now, what's everyone feeling in this moment?
Fear.
Bad. I'm just fear. Waiting for my shot. Everything's going according to plan so far.
Can I vibe check Denali Pine?
Yeah. Make an insight check.
I would just like to wait for the most optimal shot I could have.
That, my friend, is a 7.
She is not giving away anything at her face, but then you hear Xander. What's Project Alice?
Ooh. Yeah, baby.
Ooh. Whispers begin against the crowd. The sheriff gives a confused look. Mrs. Ambrose looks up in both confusion and a little bit of fear. Dolly looks around. And this, for a few of you, this is probably the first time you've seen Dolly. Dolly is surprisingly short. She's 5'2". She has not terribly long, but she has pointed ears. She has almost a pinkish hue to her skin and short, dark hair. And she is dressed up in a very nice, like, pantsuit situation with lighter tones and colors on it, like creams and sands. She looks infuriated. She looks almost panicked. Like, her eyes go wide for a little bit before she shuts her face back down to be expressionless as she can make it. She does not acknowledge it. Clyde gives a worrying look as he turns towards her. A little bead of sweat glinting off of his forehead. A couple other people start yelling, "What's Project Alice?"
Clyde is worried?
What happened to Warren Morris?
Oh, fuck.
The sheriff starts towards the crowd. Says, "Please, please, everyone, we are not here to discuss conspiracy theories. We are here to watch an execution of a terrorist."
Dolly. Can I shoot Dolly Pie? I'm kidding.
Oh my god! I was like,
Sam looked so scared for a second.
It's not exactly out of pocket for you, so I was like, "Oh, what?"
I'm waiting. I told y'all I was waiting until I had the best window.
Someone throws a rock at Dolly Pine.
Ah! Maybe I won't even have to do it.
And Clyde Dominic steps in front of her. And then he gestures to the sheriff. "Well, please stop everyone. Let's get this done as fast as we can. Clint McCracken, Scourge of the Storming Sands, do you have any last words?" And he says,
Yeah, I do.
And he turns towards Dolly with the hood still on his head and Clyde. And he will echo the statements of the crowd when he says, "Where is Alice Morris?" At which point the lever is pulled. And Clyde Dominic takes out his gun and shoots the rope.